啊，祷告是我们在各样事工当中啊，最基本也是最重要的工作。
One of the things and tasks that we must do as Christians is prayer, and it's the most fundamental and most important.
啊，祷告是我们蒙恩最直接的途径。
It's the most direct way of getting blessing.
所以从我们的见证当中知道。
From our testimony sessions, we know.
祷告并不是浪费时间。
That prayer is not just a waste of time.
啊，有的弟兄见证说啊。因为祷告少了、啊、所以有时候很多的事情就出来、
There was a testimony where whenever prayer was lacking, the brother would say there many things would occur.
那我们用心祷告的时候很多的事情、啊、就很顺利的进行。
On the other hand, if we constantly pray, then many things will go smoothly.
我们可以看到耶稣也带着以色列人在攻占迦南地的时候，
We can see when Joshua was leading the Israelites to conquer the land of Canaan.
他们曾经有两次啊，软弱失败。
That there were two instances where they were weak.
那这都跟他们忽略了祷告有关系。
This has much to do with their lack of prayer.
当他们攻占了耶利哥以后
，After they defeated the city of Jericho.
啊，要去攻打埃城。
They wanted to go.To conquer Ai.
最后他们就凭着眼见啊，那是一个很小的城啊。
So they used their worldly eyes and evaluated the city.
啊，派几千人过去就好了。
Let's just send a thousand or two people.
啊，他们忽略了祷告，忽略了求问神。
And so they forgot to pray to God and ask God for His help.
因为他们当中有人犯了罪。
But within them and among them, someone had
committed sin. 所以他们事先没有办法发觉到。
And so they were not able to discover this.
结果一出战的时候就在敌人面前逃跑。
And as soon as they set out to battle the enemy, they fell apart and ran away.
后来神才指示他们呐、啊，当中他们有问题存在。
Later, God revealed it to them that there was sin among them.
啊，等到他们把这些事情处理了。
Only once they rectified their sin,
然后神再指示耶稣亚再去攻打埃城。
Then again, Joshua led his people to go to defeat Ai.
啊，在这一次的时候啊，神就应许说要把埃城交给他们。
So God then said that He would give the city of Ai.
神来教他们说怎么打仗。
And He instructed them on how to fight.
所以耶稣亚就带了三万的兵。
So Joshua led 30,000 of the fighting men.
还按照神的指示说，你要在埃城的后面呢、啊、设下一些伏兵。
And He, in accordance with God's instructions, set an ambush behind the city.
所以耶稣亚的军队啊，假装说他们失败了，就后退。
So the troops with Joshua pretended to fall back and run away.
结果埃城的人啊就出来追赶。
And so the men of the city of Ai came out of their city to give pursuit.
然后躲在城后的胡兵他们就出来、啊、就把埃城占起来。
But at that point in time, the men in ambush came out from behind the city and took the city.
埃城人看到他们的城啊被火焚烧了，把他们锁脚花乱了、啊、就后来就失败了。
When they saw their city on fire, the men of Ai who were outside the city, had fear in their hearts and fell.
所以我们看到说他们的失败跟他们的成功啊，可以做一个比较。
The difference, between success and failure serves as a lesson.
凭着眼见啊，不晓得靠神，结果就失败了。
If we rely on our human eyes and do not rely on God, then we will fail.
后来他们要啊，后来耶路撒冷附近的一些迦南人呢、
later, some of the people who lived near Jerusalem,
他们看到以色列人越来越征战都得胜。
They saw that the Israelites were victorious time and time again.
所以他们就有几个王就联合起来要跟以色列人打仗。
So some of these kings united to fight the Israelites.
所以我们看到这个属灵的征战不是一次两次成功了就没事。
So spiritual warfare today involves not just one or two victories.
有时候一次两次的成功啊，还要面对更多的征战。
But rather after one or two victories, you have yet more battles to fight.
才能够达到完全得胜的地步。
Only then will you truly be victorious on that final
day. 当然有一种人叫做畸变人。
In the land of Canaan, there were people named Gibeonites.
他们看到说啊，耶利哥啊，埃城都啊被消灭掉了。
They saw that Jericho and Ai had fallen into the Israelites.
如果以色列人再打过来的话，我们畸变人也会被消灭掉。
And if the Israelites continued with their conquest, that the Gibeonites would also be defeated.
所以那个时候他们就想出一个诡计来。
So they came up with a scheme.
啊，派来一些人啊，假装从很远来的一些使者。
So they dressed their men up.In worn out clothes and worn out equipment.
啊，带来一些啊，已经很旧了、破掉的皮带。
To pretend that they had come from a long distance away.
啊，穿上了破衣服。
They had these really old clothes with holes in them.
啊，旧鞋子。
Old shoes.
啊，带来一些发霉的饼干。
And moldy food.
啊，跑到耶稣亚跟以色列的营中。
Then they came to Joshua and Israel.
告诉他们说啊，我们是从很远很远的地方来的。
They said, we have come from a distant country.
啊，因为我们听到说啊，你们的神带领你们征战。
We have heard that your God leads your warfare.
啊，所以我们就被派来，要跟你们立约。
So we have been sent to make a treaty with you.
那以色列人一开始说，可能你们是这边的人吧，怎么可能是很远的地方的？
So the men of Israel responded initially, perhaps you live near us, how then can we make a treaty with you?
啊，那时候看到他们的穿着，还有他们所带的东西。
But they looked upon their garments and what they had brought along.
啊，衣服都已经破旧了。
Their clothes were old and worn away.
啊，那个啤酒袋、酒袋也是破了、旧了。
The wine skins were getting withered.
红红补补的。
They were all worn out.
他说后来接受他们一点食物啊，其实那是发霉的东西。
And they took of their bread and saw that it was moldy and dry.
圣经里面说啊，他们没有求问神。
But the Bible tells us that they did not ask God.
所以他们就看着凭着他们所眼见的，啊，以为说这些人就很远的地方来的。
So Joshua and the Israelites saw with their own eyes.And made a judgment saying that these people must be from a distant country.
准许他们活着。
So they made a treaty of peace to let them live.
那耶稣也跟他们签约了以后啊，结果第三天啊，他发现原来他们就住在隔壁。
Three days later, they discovered that these Gibeonites lived just right next to them.
所以以色列人就对这些啊首领他们就感到很不满意。
So they were very unhappy, of course.
说你们怎么可以容许这些人呢、啊？啊，住在我们当中的人呢、啊，让他们存留下来。
The Israelites said, "How can you let these people live who live right here among us?"
所以这些畸变人呢、啊，啊，因为已经跟以色列人立约了，所以以色列人不得已就准许他们活着。
Unfortunately, because they made a treaty with them, they had to let them live.
啊、后来耶稣也就把畸变人找来。
Later, Joshua summoned the Gibeonites.
说你们为什么用这种诡计来骗我们呢？
Yes, and why did you deceive us with the scheme?
那对畸变人来讲啊，好死总不如歹活了。
And of course, the Gibeonites thought this was a great victory.
所以在那个要灭亡的时候，他们当然想办法为着要求生命。
And so they came up with this plan in order to save their own lives.
不过因为他们有这种求生的意念啊，所以神也允许他们活着。
But because they had this type of desire to live, and it was God's plan to let them live.
所以耶稣也就对他们说啊，你们是应当受咒诅的。
And so Joshua said, "You are cursed with this."
啊，但是因为我们已经跟你立约了，我们不能够违背这个约。
But because we have struck a treaty with you, we cannot break our treaty.
所以只有容许你们存留。
But you will be here.
啊、但是你们要不断的为神的殿、啊、做劈柴挑水、啊、各样服侍的工作
the woodcutters and water carriers for the house of God、
啊、当然这些畸变人说好啊主要我们活着做什么都可以啊
and so the Gibeonites said sure we'll do that as long as we live、
啊、所以从一方面来讲、啊、虽然这些畸变人说做主要去做那些苦工
So even though the Gibeonites had to do hard labor in the house of God,
但是他们可以存留生命
yet they lived.
而且啊，他们有机会啊，亲近神，啊，来圣殿里面做服事的工作。
And they also had the opportunity to draw near God and do work for God.
啊，这也是他们意外所得到的一种恩典。
This is blessing beyond their expectation.
啊，本来是要灭亡的。
They were to be destroyed.
但是他们有那一种求生的意志啊，啊，神还是准许他们啊，给他们恩典。
But they had the desire to seek God, and so God blessed them.
啊、所以我们在读《以斯拉记》《尼希米记》的时候，发现从外国回来的人呢、啊，有一种叫做尼提林人呢、啊。
And so when we read the book of Ezra and Nehemiah,、there are from、people who are coming back from the exile called the Nethinim.
就是在圣殿里面做服事工作的人。
These are the servants in the house of God.
可能就是这些啊，基遍人的后裔。
These could be the descendants of the Gibeonites.
所以他们有机会亲近神，那在圣殿里面做服事的一些工作。
They had the opportunity to come to know God and to serve Him.
啊，这是因为他们啊那一种希望存留啊，但是神允许他们。
This is their desire to live that God allowed them to live.
啊，耶稣也已经跟他们立约了。
Joshua struck a treaty with them.
啊、既然有了约，所以就不能够违背这个约。
If there's a treaty, you cannot break it.
容许他们活着。
And Joshua let them live.、
啊、但是神也借着这样啊，让他们又打了一场胜仗。
But in this fashion, God allowed them to gain another spiritual victory.
因为其他的王知道说，即便人跟以色列人立约了。
Because after the other kings heard that the Gibeonites had
made a treaty with Joshua, 所以他们就联合起来、啊、去攻打即便。
They came together to conquer Gibeon.
基遍人就去找耶稣亚说：“既然你们啊跟我们立约了，所以你们要来救我们。”
Now the Gibeonites sent word to Joshua saying, "Well, if you have made a treaty with us, then come to our rescue."
神就叫耶稣亚说：“你就带着大兵啊，你不要怕他们呐、啊，啊，带着军队赶快去跟他们打仗。”
And so God commanded Joshua to bring the whole army to go and face them.
啊，结果耶稣亚就带着军队啊，啊，在半夜啊，就来到了基遍的地方。
And they took an all-night march.And arrived at Gilgal and surprised.
他靠着神的帮助啊，让他们得到大的胜利。
With the help of God, they gained a great victory.
请看约书亚记十章第十节。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 10, verse 10.
约书亚记十章的第十节。
Joshua 10, verse 10.
就是他们在以色列人面前溃乱，约书亚在即便大大的杀败他们。追赶他们在伯和伦的上坡路，击杀他们，直到亚西加和马基大。十一节
，eleven，
他们在以色列人面前逃跑，正在伯和伦下坡的时候，神从天上降大冰雹在他们的身上，直降到亚西加，打死他们。被冰雹打死的比以色列人用刀杀死的还多啊！这一场征战呢、啊，是神亲自为他们征战。
So God fought the battle for the Israelites.
本来这个敌人的军队很多啊，五个城邦啊联合起来。
The enemy consisted of the soldiers of five cities.
本来犹太这个迦南人又是很会打仗的。
And they were all good fighters.
但是神说让这些敌人呢、啊，就是。迦南人啊，让他们彼此啊就乱掉了。
But God threw them into confusion.
所以耶稣啊就带着军队就大大的杀败他们。
And so Joshua led his men in a rout.
啊，那这些迦南人在逃跑的时候
，And as the enemy was being routed,
说神又从天上啊降大冰雹，好像那个大石头一样啊，就来击杀那些迦南人。
God hurled large hailstones down on them from the sky to kill them.
啊，被冰雹打死的、啊、比以色列人。杀掉了还要多。
And more of them died from the hailstones from God than were killed by the swords of the Israelites.
因为我们看到说，神做军队的元帅啊，带着天使天兵，还借着各样自然界的东西啊，来帮助以色列人打仗。
So we see that God is not just the commander of His army, but He also sends the legions of angels to send hailstones on the enemy.
我们看十章十二节。
Let's turn to chapter 10 verse 12.
十章十二节。
Joshua 10 verse 12.
说当主将亚摩利人交付以色列人的日子，耶稣亚就祷告神，在以色列人眼前说： 日头啊，你要停在基甸；月亮啊，你要停在亚亚伦谷。十三节。
13.
于是日头停留，月亮主至，只等到国民向敌人报仇。这个事岂不是写在亚萨尔书上吗？日头在天当中啊停住，不急速落下，约有一日之久。14节。
14.
在这日以前，这日以后，神听人的祷告，没有像这日的，因为神为以色列征战。因为敌人啊，他们要逃跑。
The enemy wanted to flee away.
如果太阳下山啊，黑暗啊，那些敌人啊，他们就可以找地方就躲起来了。
If it became dark, then it would be easier for the enemy to hide.
所以他们就没有办法完全的得胜。
So then the Israelites could not completely
gain the victory. 那个时候耶稣也就向神祷告。
So Joshua prayed to God.
说神啊，求你让太阳啊停在基甸。
Said, O sun, stand still over Gibeon.
让月亮停在亚亚伦谷。
O moon over the valley of Ahalon.
那结果啊，太阳就停住，月亮也阻住，太阳啊不急速落下。
So the sun did stand still, and the moon also stood still.
延长了一天的时间啊。
For a whole additional day.
啊，让以色列人可以。把敌人啊完全的消灭掉。
And in this fashion, the Israelites destroyed
the enemy completely. 让他们能够完全得胜。
To gain the complete victory.
他说这个事情啊，写在那个以色列的战记上面，叫亚萨尔书。
So this is recorded in the annals of history of the Israelites called the Book of Jasher.
那这都是记载以色列他们战争的一些历史，还有一些英雄的事迹的一些史记了。
These are the heroic history.Books of the Israelites.
所以耶稣啊，记得作者啊，就把这一段事迹啊，就把来啊引用写在这里。
And so, the writer of the book of Joshua wrote it right here.
让我们知道说啊，神是创造天地万物的神。
We know that God is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
他也借着他的大能的手来托住万有。
And He sets everything in its own order.
所以在神来讲啊，没有什么。难成的事情。
So nothing is too difficult for our God.
所以借着大自然的创造，我们了解这是一个非常伟大的神迹，神的作为。
This is a great miracle.
但是改变大自然，这也是神的能力，神的作为。
But He is able to do this because He is the Creator.
既然天地万物啊，神都可以操纵，可以改变。
So if God can change the heavens and the earth,
当然在我们生活当中所遇到的任何的事情啊，神都有他的办法，他的能力。
Certainly, God can resolve any trouble that comes our way today.
所以我们真的可以把我们的生活当中的一切啊，都交托在神的手中。
So we can certainly bring our troubles and cares before God.
凡事借着祷告求神带领我们。
And we ask God through prayer to guide us.
我们刚刚所唱的诗歌说啊，神会让黑夜啊，可以变成白天呢。
The hymn that we just sung says that prayer will change the night to day.
啊，本来黑夜来到了，但是借着耶稣的祷告，可以让白天继续延长一天的时间。
In Joshua, nighttime was coming, yet through Joshua's prayer, the night was held still and the day prolonged.
我们有时候遇到一些困难，好像黑夜啊摆在我们面前，我们不晓得该怎么办。
Today in our daily lives, we may feel as if we're in darkness.
但是借着祷告，靠着神的帮助啊，神会改变，让黑夜变成白天。
But through prayer and the help of God, our night becomes changed to day.
所以耶伯说啊，神可以让人在那个夜间当中啊，能够唱歌。
So Job writes that in the midst of darkness, God allows me to sing.
可以在人在遇到那个绝望困难，已经没有路的时候啊。还可以发出赞美的歌声。
In the midst of despair, we can still bring out hymns of praise and worship.
我们一起来祷告，求主带领我们，祝福我们大家。
Now let us pray and ask God to bless us and continue to guide us.
请到前面来。
Please come forward.